Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back on this Monday to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We had a great day at church yesterday, especially celebrating all the things happening at Lanier High School and the Lanier Cluster. And just thank you. We saw so many great things happening at Sugar Hill Church. Thanks for joining us on the podcast every weekday as well. Today, I want to tackle this thought. What does God really want from us? Now, let's figure a few things out that are good, but they're not really the heart of the matter. I don't believe the Lord just wants more singing, although that's a good thing. I don't think he wants just more prayer, although that's also great. He doesn't simply want our attendance, although that's really appreciated. What he wants first is a thankful heart. That's what he seeks, a thankful heart. Think of how simple that is, to have a heart full of gratitude and thankfulness for all that the Lord has done, is doing, and is yet to do. Both the Old and the New Testaments emphasize this above all things, that God wants our heart to be filled with thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, said the Apostle Paul, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But why is that? Is it because thanksgiving only comes as a result of having received something? I mean, you don't give thanks until you have received something that comes from someone else. You don't say, hey, thanks for that gift if they never gave you a gift, right? Therefore, thanksgiving is the proper expression of Christianity, because walking with Jesus and following Jesus is receiving something constantly from God. We are constantly being sanctified. We're constantly being changed. Now, of course, if you never received anything from God, then you have nothing to thank him for. But God doesn't want us to go around shouting, hallelujah, I've lost my job. But there is something about having lost a job to be thankful for. That's what he wants you to see. There are aspects of it that no one can possibly enjoy, but there are other aspects that reveal purpose and meaning and reason. And God wants us to see those and then rejoice and be thankful in those for what he is doing through those things. What he can do with that situation is how you can be thankful. Not with what you can do with it, because you can find misery, just like me. But what God can do with that is he can turn all those things for his glory and your good. Thanksgiving is the first thing he wants in our worship. Now, the second thing that I believe God wants from us, especially again going into this season of Thanksgiving, is an obedient will, that our will might be turned away from everything us and turned toward everything Jesus. Fulfill your vows to the Most High God. Notice the kind of obedience that it is. It's not something forced on you. It's something that you have chosen for yourself. Like a vow is something you decide to give, a promise you make because of truth that you have seen. You say, I never saw it like that before, Chuck. Well, I really ought to do something about it, Chuck. With God helping me, I'm going to do such and such. Now, that's a vow. God says, I'm not asking you to do things you have not yet learned are important, but when you have vowed something, do it. Act on it. Obey on it. Maybe our prayer ought to sound a little bit like this. Lord, I offer to you right now the sacrifice of thanksgiving. My heart is thankful for what you've done. Thank you that you are at work for both the good in me and through me. Lord, would you might grant that I would obey your truth out of a heart of gratitude. Friend, my listen, if that's our prayer, we can expend a lot of energy complaining and blessing no one. But how can we refocus our thoughts so that we can have an attitude of gratitude no matter the circumstances? And the way we make that happen is that we ensure that our heart is grateful. Every morning, I encourage you, and I've said it so many times, but I encourage you, get that little 5-minute journal. One of the first things you do is type into your phone or into that hard paper, what are 3 things that I'm grateful for? Man, when gratitude fills your heart, a thankful and obedient heart will be right behind it. So thanks for joining us again. Please share these on your social media pages. And I look forward to seeing you this Friday, as you'll hear from Bobby and Benj and Bobby again the next 3 days. God bless you, friend. Bye now.